sharing with me today, Rachel. What would you like to bring to our coaching space?
So I wanted to talk to you about a summer vacation holiday that I have planned with my family. So my kids finish school in 2 days' time, and because of the whole pandemic thing, you know, normally we're sort of planned ahead with vacations, you know, 6 or 12 months ahead. So I have sort of more time to think about it. But because all of the restrictions for travel have only just been lifted and we can kind of only go local, we've sort of planned this vacation like last minute. And it's quite different to what we've done before. So I've got three kids, all like under 10. And over the summer period, which is obviously the reverse to you, so we're going now into our like hot season and we get 6 weeks off school, we normally go just to like a resort type holiday place, and where we, you know, we might do some fun activities with the kids, but it's really just sit by the pool, not a lot of thinking. Like you get on an airplane, you get there and we're done. This time we've decided to get on a boat and with our car. So we're going to a place called Tasmania, which is just below where I live in Melbourne. And it's a 2 week driving holiday. So we were all like, both my husband and I were keen to, I guess, look at Tasmania, and the best way around it, because it's not a very big place, is by car. And we sort of just looked at the costs and kind of went with it. And now we've done it all quite fast. And I was really happy that we got somewhere to go and it's something different and we can kind of go and explore. And now as school's finishing in 2 days, I'm finding myself feeling quite anxious about this vacation, because it is quite different to what we've done before. And 2 weeks, whilst it is a vacation, our means of travel is a car, and it's 2 weeks in the car pretty much every day. And I know what it's like in the car sometimes, just going locally for an hour and a half drive with the kids and the husband and all of us in one place. And I'm feeling almost a little bit nauseous every time I think about it, worrying about, are we actually going to make it through 2 weeks of a vacation in the car?
All right. So you've got a vacation coming up, and because of the circumstances of travel, you're doing a different kind of travel this year. And it sounds like you're going to be on the road for 2 weeks with your family. And you mentioned that you're starting to feel a little bit nauseous about that. What about that experience is causing this kind of a reaction for you?
Yeah. So I just keep kind of thinking about kids bickering in the back seat, like they're all getting that bit bigger. So, you know, in the past when we've been in the car for some time, there's some quiet time, but there's also times where they start bickering and one hits the other, and that can be a trigger for my husband. I think it's a trigger for anybody, but has a pretty thin patience level. And I think I'm just starting to worry about, am I going to actually have to manage this every day? Yeah, it's just every time I think about it, I think, oh, God, what have I done?
So I hear your concern about what might happen with your kids and your husband's reaction, but it sounds like you have some awareness around this issue. And so what might you want to do with that awareness, Rachel?
So we've booked and we've paid, right? So I'm in it. So I guess what I wanted to like really sort of think through today was what do I need to do, I suppose, in some ways to plan for the next 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's just about planning what to take and, you know, what's going to go in the car and off we go. I actually think it's a little bit more thinking about managing the dynamics, mm-hmm. For the family. Mm-hmm.
It seems like a really important awareness. It's not about a to-do list, but how do I manage the awareness? And so with that outcome, with that awareness, what might you want as outcomes in today's session?
Yeah, I was just thinking a little bit more about that as you've said it. And, you know, I think my husband is who he is, and I probably would be wasting my time in our like 20 minutes to try and like work out how to change him. You know, kids will be kids, but maybe what would make the most sense is actually thinking about what I need to do for me to get through this holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thinking about what will help you to get through. And what would it mean for you, Rachel, to have this clarity about how you can support yourself throughout the holiday?
I think I really want it to be a good first experience because, you know, as your kids get older and you get the opportunity to do more than sit on a beach, it'll be nice to know that we can have a good first memory of what this holiday is. And I just, you know, after the year that we've had, I just think it's really important to, whilst we've had a lot of family time, to have some family time that's out of the house, you know, kind of exploring and start to share with my kids the love of adventure and just kind of driving and seeing where things take us and exploring together and just have that as a memory and not some of the stuff that I know I'd be kidding myself if I said to you it's not going to happen because, you know, in 14 days, kids will be kids, your husband will be your husband, I'll be myself. Like we will definitely have some times I know that won't be great, but I'd really love it to be a really good memory for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like you're setting an intention for this trip, Rachel. You want it to be a good memory for everybody, particularly given the year that we had. And you also said you can't change your husband. But what might open up for you if you actually brought these intentions to your husband and even your kids?
I think a lot. I think it would be a really smart thing for me to do before we even get in the car to take the time to talk about what to expect and what possible challenges that we might face for each other. You know, and just pointing out, I suppose, what is different from what we've had before. Because I know I've been on road trips and I've been on beach holidays, but they've only done the beach holiday. They haven't been on something like this. So, yeah, I think even just taking the time to sort of point out what is different and what we need to be aware of as a family would be really helpful.
And so, what's a step that you can begin to take, Rachel, towards that conversation?
So I think the first step is talking to my husband about it, because I'm sure I'm laughing because I know what he's like, but I'm sure he's already thinking about it. We did have a joke not that long ago when we were just going to a local place that by the time we'd driven 10 minutes and the kids started chatting in the back that he was already worrying about if we can't get to the local shopping center, how are we actually going to drive to Tasmania? So I'm sure he's thinking about it. So, yeah, I think talking to him about it too, and maybe both as adults, think about what we want to achieve individually and also then maybe for the family and the things that both individually we might like to talk to the kids about so that I'm not hijacking the conversation. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's actually even a two-step conversation. So talk to the kids about what to expect and maybe ask them to like go away and have a think about once we've described what they will experience and how this trip might look, like ask them to come back to us with some questions rather than putting them on the spot. It feels very classroom, but I feel like that's probably, you know, might actually work better in terms of them taking the time to think about it rather than, you know, we sometimes do gratitude stuff with them and then sometimes I think they look at me going, oh, you've put me on the spot. So I think that would be helpful. Maybe also too, I could find some information on the place that we're going and whether we, again, can just chat about it as a family, but everyone could like have a look at it, even if it's pictures for the ones that can't, you know, fully read the detail, but have a look at places that they want to go. So maybe if actually engage them in the planning of the trip and where we're going to go, it'll be less time for bickering and fighting and more time for being part of the adventure. I like that.
Rachel, I'm noticing a shift from my husband is who he is. I don't think I can talk to him. To wait a minute, I can talk to him and we can probably get together and formulate our own visions for the kids. And now I'm hearing you're developing an approach there with your kids. So what's behind this shift for you?
Yeah, that I think what I've done coming into this planning is only really grabbed onto the negative things about what can potentially go wrong rather than all the great things that could come out of it if I actually approach it with a different lens of involving everyone and keeping them busy and talking quite simple, but actually talking to each other about the trip and not even just making it all my planning or my problem.
Rachel, what are you learning about yourself in this moment as you shared what was behind that shift?
That I'm tired. I'm tired and I think I am just a little bit frazzled and probably not really being myself, because I usually am the person that is positive and excited, but I think I'm just, you know, I've had a really rough couple of weeks and I think I've just, my own energy levels have probably been low, so that when I think about the next thing, I'm actually coming at it from an empty tank rather than coming at it from a you know, a fuller, more excited tank.
Wow, that seems to be a really powerful insight you're coming to there, Rachel, about yourself, that you've just been under stress the last 2 weeks, perhaps across the year as many people have been due to COVID, and that you're not necessarily operating from the best that you can offer. And so with that really powerful awareness, Rachel, what's now letting you know that having that first step of talking to your kids and then later on engaging your kids is going to give you the outcome that you were wanting in terms of being able to care for yourself?
Yeah, I think it creates more space. And I think if I give them each some, like rather than just assume things or assume the worst, that if I engage everybody in some of the planning, you know, we could also possibly even have some like thinking around what would be good distraction things rather than, you know, boredom or, you know, particularly on the driving, that we can almost avoid that level of anxiety really for everybody. If everybody's involved in it, rather than me actually sitting here and feeling like I have to control the whole thing and plan the whole thing myself. And I think it would make for a much better vacation for everybody. And it just feels like I'm starting to feel a bit more excited about it, even just thinking about it, about approaching it from a different angle rather than just the negative side and it all being about me. So it would give me more time for myself, but also I think what just came up for me too is that we probably do need to actually incorporate some self-care time for everybody, not even just for myself. Because I think when you are on top of each other 24/7, that you need to plan for some quiet time and maybe, you know, where we're not on top of each other. And maybe also just some more like flexibility around whilst we might plan the next day, if it doesn't seem like the right energy for the family or somebody's upset, or that we do have a bit more have some flexibility around needing to just tick off all the boxes of the things we might want to see and do.
I can hear you build up steam as you continue to talk out this plan, and I can see the energy shift there. I can see the smile on your face. And so, Rachel, I just wanted to check in with you in terms of what we wanted to explore. You were wanting clarity to support yourself, but it sounds now that might have shifted for you. So where are you with that?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling much better about it. I'm feeling like really clear about what I need to organize from that sort of, I don't want to use like that sort of the mental space. Like I'm not talking about like the packing of the physical things, but actually the preparation of not just for myself, for everybody. So I'm really like have seen that I've really got to not make this just about me. And I've got to also not just assume that everybody's coming into this from the same lens. And so even just seeing that for me has been huge. Like I feel so much calmer about it too, that I'm not taking this whole thing on myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm hearing a useful structure coming out there, Rachel, mental preparation versus physical preparation. And as part of that, really engaging everybody. And so it doesn't feel like another thing weighing down on you and making it feel like you're coming from an empty tank. Wow, really useful structure there. And so, Rachel, when do you think you might actually begin to have that conversation with your kid, with your husband, and then subsequently with your children?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to wait for the weekend because my husband finishes up work as well, like for their vacation break, and he's really crazy busy. So I think I need to give him maybe even not even the weekend, maybe even Monday. Like he needs some rest time, I think, before I'm going to get him to have a clear head to sort of think it through. But talk to him first, maybe Monday, and then the kids start their vacation already starting from Monday as well, but choose maybe a dinner of next week once he's had a chance to have a think about it, to sit down and talk to them as well about what our trip's going to look like and ask them for their questions that they might have, and then plan maybe the subsequent follow-up one a couple of days later. And that will also buy me some time in amongst ICA and everything else I need to plan and finish up, to see what else I can pull together that might be useful for them to start sort of thinking about what the trip might look like.
And I heard you kind of sigh there as you talked about ICA. And so, you know, that gets me thinking about, Rachel, what additional resources or supports that you might have to support you in having the conversation and also making sure other responsibilities are fulfilled?
I think part of the conversation with my husband needs to also be about pointing out what my original concern